Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Our next guest spends lots of time on the road, touring the world in rock star-like fashion. He's not a rock star himself, though, but he hangs out with this band.
Sometimes it falls like rain upon this thirsty land. Sometimes you gently stir the heart of every man.
That is Third Day, of course. You can hear the distinctive sound of Third Day and the lead singer, Mac Powell, there. And the guy who's the spiritual advisor, the road pastor to Third Day, is Nigel James, and he's written a book about his experiences. Nigel, it's great to have you on the line.
Thank you, Sheldon. It's great to be speaking with you.
How did a Welshman become a spiritual advisor to one of the most influential Christian bands that we have?
Well, it's a good question. I'll give you the simple answer of that, really. The ministry I've been involved in over here in Cardiff, Wales, for many years, have been involved in music ministry, using Christian music for evangelism, discipleship, and... Well, back in the mid-90s, the record company that we were partnering with a lot asked me to look after another band that I'm sure you've heard of called Newsboys. So I spent...
I think I've heard of them, yeah.
good Aussie boys. Spent a couple of weeks on the road with them in the UK and Europe. And they invited me over to speak on their Step Up to the Microphone tour in 1998. Third Day with the opening act. So before I went on to speak every night, I would be just preparing myself and focusing on God in Third Day set, using their music to help me get in the right frame of mind to speak. And the friendship just came on from there. And when my natural time with the Newsboys came to a conclusion, Mac and the guys in Third Day said, look, give us as much time as you can. And so since the sort of October, November of 2000, I've been on the road with them for every major tour that they've done.
You know, it's really interesting. A lot of people wouldn't realise that many Christian bands actually do have somebody like yourself that tours with them, you know, a chaplain, a pastor to help them through. I mean, what is it like, I guess, playing that role too, Mac, Brad, David, Mark, Ty, and you know, the band as a whole?
Well, you know, you jokingly said that I'm not a rock star, but I hang around with rock stars. There is very much that feeling about the whole thing, really, and sometimes it's quite surreal. And by association, I do meet a lot of very influential and famous people. But basically, there's no mystique or secrecy behind the role. My main aim and responsibility with the guys in the band is to pray with them as much as possible, to open the Bible, to read God's word together, and we do that formally as often as we can, whether it's on the tour bus or in the dressing room. I'm available for one-to-one chats and counseling with the guys, and over the last couple of years we've begun to invest into the lives of some of the younger bands that are on the road with us as well. So it's as simple as that, really. Touring life has periods of frenetic activity and then periods of really not a lot going on. So we try to redeem some of that time and put it to kingdom purposes.
Okay, so you actually pastor them when they're off the road as well?
It depends. If I'm based in Cardiff, so they're all in the UK. They're all members of local churches in Atlanta.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So when I'm on the road with them, I'll normally stay with one or other of the guys back in Atlanta, and I might have a little input into their lives off the road. But basically, I trust them to their local churches when
they're
at home.
Sure.
And my main focus is just to help them individually and as a band, you know, accomplish their touring priority, really.
Nigel, what are some of the challenges that a band like Third Day face on the road, who actually then need somebody like you to be there with them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all mature married men, and in a way, they could pastor themselves. But I guess part of their maturity is saying, well, we want to give that responsibility to somebody else to keep us sharp. I used to be involved in sports ministry, and some of the challenges are the same. Just a life on the road itself is quite demanding. You know, you're away from family, you're away from church. There's the lure of the audience, who look to you and think that if you're on the pitch or if you're on the stage, that you must be a superstar and everything about your life is, you know, is perfect. There's also the temptation of believing you're only as good or as bad as your last performance.
Right.
The concert
yeah.
last night was fantastic and everybody was note perfect, then, you know, you can be fooled into believing you're fantastic as well, and as a person. If the audience wasn't so receptive, the concert wasn't sold out, if a couple of songs didn't go well, you can really then begin to think, oh, you know, your self-image can go. Same with sports people as well on the result of their last game. So part of my challenge is to keep the guys consistent, whether the concerts have been fantastic or whether they haven't been so good, you know whether they're on top of the world or whether they're struggling, to just find their identity and their consistency in their walk with Christ.
Yeah, I was going to actually say, well, what is the solution to that? Because, yeah, you've got the celebrity syndrome with everybody saying how wonderful you are. They've got millions of fans around the world. On the other hand, and I don't know this about Third Day members in particular, but, of course, when you do have the artistic personality, the temperament can often be one of... certainly building your identity and your sense of worth actually on the accolades that you do or do not get.
Yes.
So your answer to that is actually their sense of identity in Christ, is it?
Yes. Funnily enough, on the last tour, we just April time, we finished 6 weeks or so on the road in the US, and we were very much looking at issues that men face, and one of those was about identity. Where do we... You know, it's not wrong to be proud of being in a band like Third Day. It's not wrong to... You know, to use that as a position of influence, but if our worth and our value comes from that, then that can cause some problems. So we were just really a reality check about our identity in Christ being most important. And I think part of the thing is that, you know, I've toured Australia and New Zealand with Third Day a couple of times now, so people who've seen him in Australia will know this, that it's difficult to define when you watch Third Day. Is it a rock show? Is it a worship concert? And I think the band themselves feel happy in that sort of grey area. So one of the things that sustains them is they really believe that they're leading their audience into an encounter with Jesus each night. So they feel, you know, for a good part of the night, the focus comes off the band on stage and onto Jesus, and their focus is off the audience. It's onto Jesus as well, which helps them stay rooted each night.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Nigel James is with us. He's a spiritual advisor to the US band Third Day. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast as well. You've written your stories on the road into a book called Lessons from the Road, appropriately titled. You share some interesting stories about being on the road with Third Day there. Interesting story about Mac once letting a woman in the audience take the microphone and share a story, which obviously would be a very risky thing to do. We've only got a couple of minutes, but just recount that story.
Yes, it was simply Mac spotted, I think it was on the Wherever You Are tour, he spotted a lady in the audience, and it seemed like there was a whole group of ladies in one row that had come together. And Matt caught the eye of one of them, who came forward, and those who were standing around the stage and the guys on the stage all took a sharp intake of breath and thought, surely he's not going to give her the microphone. Well, he did. And her story simply was that her house had a house explosion. She'd lost her baby and her husband a number of months before. And God had used Third Day's music, particularly the song "Cry Out to Jesus," to sustain her and to begin to restore her from that terrible, life-shattering event. And it was just one of those Holy Spirit moments that Matt went with. And you know, the lady was quite brief in her comments about it, but the audience were incredibly touched. And actually, on this last tour that I was just talking to you about, we met that lady again. She came into the meet and greet after the show, reminded us who she was, and she prayed a blessing over the band. And it was just very, very humbling to see that happening.
Just a reminder that this is not just rock and roll. This is really it's a work of
Absolutely.
God, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nigel, good to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the book is actually filled with so many more stories like that. It's called Lessons from the Road, written by Nigel James, who tours with Christian rock group Third Day. Sounds fascinating, doesn't it?
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.